On January 9, 1968, John Carlton and Richard Schofield landed their helicopter on a burning building to help save its inhabitants.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Early that morning, Carlton, a traffic broadcaster, and Schofield, a helicopter pilot, heard a radio report about a fire at a Philadelphia retirement home and flew to the scene. A smoky blaze that started on the second floor of the 7-story brick and concrete structure was rapidly spreading upward. Firemen had ordered the evacuation of the residents, some of whom were infirm. Hearing of the evacuation and realizing rescuers might not quickly get to the upper stories, the men decided to act. Schofield cautiously landed the helicopter on the building's flat roof. Over the next half hour, the two men roused numerous residents on the top 3 floors, assisting several to the stairway, where they were met by firemen. Flames now rising to the roof edge, Carlton and Schofield were ordered to leave. They made their way up to the helicopter, and Schofield managed to take off. Despite heavy smoke, the building was subsequently totally engulfed. Several residents suffered minor injuries and burns, but thanks in part to Carlton and Schofield, there was only one fatality.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. Visit carnegiehero.org